Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So people often ask us,
what do they ask us? Tell us.
Can you actually save money and still enjoy life? Is that possible?
That's a good question.
So today in this episode, we are going to discuss some ways that we try to save money without sucking the joy from our life. And I think that this is different for everybody. Everybody has different things that they want to do in their life, different ways that they like to save money. But these are the ways that we like to save money. And I think that you guys will enjoy them too.
Curious to see how you save money. Is that the bathwater story you're going to tell?
No. Don't tell them about the bathwater, Pablo. I'm just kidding. Okay, so now I would like to tell you guys a little story about how we save money on petrol.
Can you please just don't say you need to buy like an electric car or Tesla or whatever. I've seen that all over like politics. I don't want to hear that. Is this another way?
There is another way, Pablo.
Good.
And yeah, I know we don't have just like, you know, a lot of us don't have 60 grand sitting around where we can just pick up and buy a Tesla wherever we want. You know, it is my dream car, but to be honest, can't really afford that right now. So in the meantime, while we currently do have a petrol car, these are some ways that we like to save money on our petrol. And I would like to take you back and tell you a little story about how I started thinking about saving money on petrol. So back when I was a little kid.
Were you driving when you were a little kid?
No, I wasn't.
So how are you saving money? Explain to us.
Okay, I will explain. So back when I was a little kid, my dad is super frugal and he would take us, you know, he would be driving and I remember we would always have a stack of receipts in our car at any point in time. So that we could get 4 cents or 5 cents per liter of petrol. And the way that he would find these receipts, well, he went shopping obviously for groceries and things like that. But sometimes we didn't meet that minimum threshold. So he would actually find receipts in the shopping centers, left in shopping carts, and then take them. So we would always have a stack of receipts. So every time we would fill up at the petrol station, we would have 5 cents off, which would save us about $2 each time. But like they say, it all adds up.
It does add up. And so was he going on purpose to the supermarket, not to shop, but to look for receipts?
I mean, I don't think so. But I just remember going to the supermarkets and he would always find a receipt there. And he like has amazing vision for these kinds of things. Like his vision isn't great, but when it comes to finding money on the ground or like receipts, He's got eagle vision.
Maybe he has, you know, like these new glasses, you know, the Apple glasses or Facebook glasses that, you know, detect people. But for him, these glasses, they detect receipts.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was like. And I love him and I've learned a lot from him. Thankfully, nowadays, we have apps to find the best places to buy petrol and also to save our supermarket receipts so that we can get 5 or 4 cents per liter off our petrol. And I wanted to go through the apps. So these are some apps that Pablo and I use quite often. There's Fuel Check, which is an app from the New South Wales government. And if you don't live in New South Wales, no worries because there are other apps too, like Petrol Spy and Fuel Map. So those are some good ones that you can check out and they basically show you the cheapest places to buy petrol in your local area. It's kind of like an interactive map and it shows you all of the places based on your location. So you can pick and choose and save a bit of money off petrol. I think we're able to save about, what do you think, like 20 cents per litre each time?
Quite a bit, like for sure. It depends on the days, but definitely like it adds up.
It does. And another tip I wanted to mention is if you shop at Coles or Woolies, they actually have an app. So there's the Woolworths Reward app and there's also the Flybuys app. And in these apps, it actually saves your receipts. So you can get those fuel discounts. So if you are filling up at Caltex or Coles, you can get those 4 cents per litre off.
I think you don't even need to, it doesn't even need to save your receipt because you just have the rewards card and you just need to scan it and that will automatically.
I think. Life pro tip from Pavle.
Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Next time you go to the petrol station.
Yeah, so that is how we like to save money on petrol. If you're enjoying it.
Before we start on the next story, do you have something to say, Connie?
I do.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So if you are enjoying this podcast so far, it would mean so much to us if you could please rate us 5 stars. Please do it. Please. Yeah,
that would be amazing.
Pavel will be so happy.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Yeah, we'll both be so happy. Okay, so the second story, this time we're going to pass it over to Pavel because he's got some interesting stories about how he saves money by buying things secondhand and also flipping items that he finds.
It's actually not buying, it's selling things secondhand that I don't even own.
Yeah.
I sell stuff I don't even own and I make money.
How does he do it, guys?
Good question.
How do you do it?
Well, back in the days, like let's say 10, 15 years ago, I used to watch all these like documentaries, like 60 Minutes in French, obviously. It was like these people like going very early in the morning, you know, finding stuff in like expensive, like, fancy areas, like getting this furniture, like very expensive furniture that people just throw out in front of their home and just getting them, repairing them. And I was like, oh, that's so smart. It's free money just lying around the corner, right? So I was like, why not doing this? And when I arrived in Australia, I saw a lot more people doing it because people live in houses here. So it was back in when I was living in Erskineville, near Newtown, and lots of houses there. So I was living with roommates, and there are lots of people there leaving stuff on the street. So I remember there was this mattress.
I remember the mattress.
Yeah, that was a funny story because I saw the mattress. I was like, oh, mattress there. Just passed it once.
It wasn't a gross-looking mattress, might I add. Like, it didn't have stains. It wasn't yellow. It was like it looks like pretty much new. Like,
it was a decent mattress, which is why I looked at it. Not as, oh, it's a gross mattress. More, oh, it's a nice mattress. Why are people throwing it away, right? And then I passed it twice, maybe 3 times. I'm like, you know what? This is money right in front of me. What am I waiting for? And I'm like, Kuni, you know what? I need your help here. And it was back in the days, Kuni, you didn't have big muscles.
Yeah, now you guys know I'm really jacked. You know, it's all my gym and my wrestling that helps me with
Maybe
my muscle.
To flip more object.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because so, Pablo's hustling me. He's like, Kuni, let's get that money.
So yeah, I was like, Kuni, I need your help. There is this mattress down the street. I need some help to pick it up and bring it home. And we did that. We picked it up. It was a bit heavy for you, I think.
Yeah, it was heavy.
And we brought it back, took some photos. A week later, sold it on Gumtree for $50.
See? $50. $50 lying on
like
the street.
Just right there on the street. Yeah, so that was pretty good. And then after that, then I was like more on the lookout for things to watch. And one night, I was coming back from the station and I was like, oh, what's this on the street? It was this exercise bike. What's funny?
I know, I just remember it. And I would like to add a bit of context as well. At this time, Pablo and I had just met and we were both completely broke. Like we had like no money. It was really, really stressful. So for us, like $50, it was like a no-brainer for us to like to go there, to spend time kind of scouting out these things. Probably wouldn't do it now, but it teaches you stuff. And it's like, you know, if you want to earn some money, that's a good way to do it.
It is. So, yeah, I was seeing this bike, and the problem is that pretty heavy, right? I can't just carry the bike, and it was a bit further than the mattress. So I had no car at the time. It was far. I was like, how do I do it? And I remember my roommate, she had the car. So I was like, call her up. Are you home? Yeah. Can you just pick me up near the station?
Did you surprise her with a bike?
Yeah, I was like, I just need to pick up something. I did not answer what. And then, yeah, they helped me put it in the car, drive it home. This one was a bit more tricky because not many people would buy like secondhand, you know, bike exercise. But eventually I sold it for $80 after like maybe 3 weeks. So it took a bit of time. Luckily, I was just in a big house, so I could leave it kind of anywhere. But yeah, it's just free money.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. And even to a lesser extent, selling stuff that we have just lying around. You know, Pablo's really good at that stuff because he sees something that we haven't used in a little while. He'll sell it on Gumtree or Facebook Marketplace immediately. Like, what are some things that we've sold recently?
Well, there was your necklace.
Pablo, you can't sell my necklace.
Oh, sorry. No, there was lots of like electronic stuff like screens, keyboards, whatever.
Kindles and things like that.
After this podcast, or while listening to this podcast, if you're at home, just have a look around.
And be honest with yourself, you know, have you actually used this in the past 6 months? It's a bit hard to let go of things. It's not easy. And we've had some cameras, I guess, that we thought that we would use that we didn't end up using that we actually were able to sell for quite a bit of money. So I know it might be a bit hard to confront the fact that maybe you have some things you don't use. But honestly, it's made us feel so much better turning that stuff into cash. And
yeah, one life hack. Do you want to share the one that we saw on TikTok today about the hangers?
Oh, yeah, that's a good hack. So basically, if you have clothes in your wardrobe, and you know, with clothes, sometimes you have stuff that you wear, some stuff you don't wear, but it's kind of hard to figure out which clothes do I actually not wear. And I know it's hard for me because I spent money on those clothes and I don't just want to throw them out because maybe one day I'll need it.
And you always think, I'm going to wear it soon.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe you don't. So a good hack so that you can, you know, refresh your closet and, you know, donate items or sell items you don't need is when you are putting your clothes into your wardrobe, flip the hangers around so that they're the wrong way around. So flip them all the wrong way around. And then after a few months, you'll start to see some hangers the wrong way around still, because as you take, you know, your clothes out and you wear something, you can put it back the right way around. So you have some clothes that are the wrong way that you've never touched before, and some clothes that are the right way that you use quite often. And then you'll easily be able to say, oh, okay, I don't use that. Maybe I should donate it or sell it or something like that. It's a good way to just clean up your wardrobe and know what you actually use. So that's a good tip from Pablo.
Yeah, exactly. You can just see how long time it takes you.
Yeah.
Let's say you're doing, and you say in 6 months, I'm going to review it. And you can really see, okay, I haven't wore that in 6 months. It really means I don't need it in my wardrobe.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. And a story about buying things secondhand.
Oh, yeah. So we have a lamp, which we bought on, actually, I think Facebook Marketplace. Pablo found it. Yeah. So we wanted a nice lamp for our living room. And we've been looking around on websites to find something. And they're all kind of expensive and not that nice as well.
The good-looking one are expensive. And the okay one, they are less than 100. And we're like, okay, well, why not check on Marketplace? Actually, I've noticed that cheapest thing on Marketplace than Gumtree, because Gumtree, I think, are the kind of OG people buying and selling stuff and more like negotiate. While on Marketplace, is like anyone that has a Facebook account will just go there, snap a picture of it, and then sell it for a good price. And I've noticed like you can get better stuff.
Yeah, you can even get the free things on Facebook Marketplace as well. Actually, one of my friends picked up a table for free, like a desk for free on Facebook Marketplace. And it was kind of like the desk had a few scratches on it, but she bought this like special like marble looking contact paper and she put it on top of the desk. And I'm telling you guys, it looks amazing. And it was free. So you can also do that flipping furniture thing from Facebook Marketplace because people are giving away stuff for free and you could just potentially resell that stuff as well. So Pavly found this really nice lamp on Facebook Marketplace and it was really unique looking, kind of like industrial vibes, like it casts a really cool shadow on the wall. At the time, it was $70 on Facebook Marketplace and we were thinking, that's quite a lot for a secondhand lamp. But we searched for it on other websites and we found out that it's actually a $300 lamp.
Yeah, it was like bought on Temple and Webster, quite an expensive website. But yeah, she listed it and it's new. It's a little bit broken. Not like broken the lamp, but just like the attach for the light, which we fixed with some super glue.
Yeah.
24 hours later.
Yeah, save $230.
The math is correct.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so those are some things that you can do when you are shopping secondhand. And of course, it's also good for the planet too. So wins all around.
Funny story about that lamp and the light bulb, where we got it.
Oh, yeah. So we were looking for a nice LED light bulb because you know us, we want to save money. And LED light bulbs, even though they're a bit more expensive, they save a lot on electricity. We couldn't find one that we really liked and they were all quite expensive. I remember looking and I think a lot of them were like $50 or something like that, right? Like
they
that was around the price. We were in Aldi. Classic Aldi. We love Aldi. And we were shopping in the middle aisles. You know those random middle aisles where you find all kinds of weird stuff?
You have literally anything and everything in these aisles.
Yeah. I've seen like washing machines. What else?
Fridge.
Fridge.
I think the laundry and the garden.
Plants.
Whatever.
Everything. And we found some LED light bulbs in that middle aisle. And they were so cheap. I think we bought ours for like $7, $6, but it's a really, really nice one.
It's a very big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge and it looks amazing. It looks very kind of like that vintage, it looks like filament, but it's actually LED. Yeah, so don't skimp on Aldi. Check out those middle aisles if you do need an LED light bulb because it was such a random thing that we needed.
And what do you do if you shop online, Kuni? What do you use?
Ooh. That is the perfect segue into an app that we use all the time called Cash Rewards. And if you would like to check them out for yourself, we do have a referral link in our description and you can get some free money. So basically the way it works is when you are shopping online, you can essentially just install this Chrome extension and it will automatically give you cash back on your purchases. And usually this cash back is anywhere from 2% all the way up to 20% or more. So it's
goes
free
up
money.
To 90%.
90%, right. Yeah.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah, like VPNs and things yeah. like that. So definitely worth checking out.
Bookings.
Yeah, booking.com. We used that the other day. It was quite good.
Yeah, very good.
So I guess into our next point, which is
saving on phones.
Yes.
Or phones. Phone plans.
Yes, that's a good one. So Pablo and I are on holiday in New Zealand for the first time. And generally when we go on holiday, we like to purchase a SIM card in the country we're traveling in because it's generally cheaper than roaming.
Yeah, we don't buy a new SIM card if we go to Brisbane, for example, only overseas.
Yeah, only overseas, right. My bad. So we like to buy a new SIM card because generally the roaming is quite expensive and it just gives us a bit of peace of mind.
Especially like for GPS because you usually rent a car and for you to go on Instagram as well.
Yeah, for me to go on Instagram. Yeah, it's true. So we want to have like a decent amount of internet. So we're in New Zealand for the first time. Of course, we had no like reception or data or internet or anything. And we went to a convenience store nearby so that we could purchase a SIM card. So we're in this convenience store and we asked them if they had SIM cards and they said yes. So they showed us a few different SIM cards and one of them was different prices. One of them seemed like the medium option. So we're like, okay, what about this one? It's $20. And we asked them, so how much data does this give you? And they said, we don't know. And we were like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, how much shatter is it?
They said there was data on it.
Yeah, but they didn't know how much. Yeah, they didn't tell us how much. And we were like, okay, but if we buy it, are you sure there's going to be some data on here? Because we only really need it just to, like, get a GPS so that we can go to Queenstown.
Yeah, just for internet.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing in this shop is that it's not, like, set price. Is it already a sticker with, you know, inconvenience? So that's how it is. They don't have, like, this is the official price. They make their own price. So I was like, we just want to make sure there is data on it. And they said, there is data. We just don't know how much.
Yeah.
And, like, we just bought the SIM card.
But it was a bit iffy because they were kind of, like, saying to us, oh, but we don't want to open it because once we open it, we can't sell it. So we were like, okay, so, like, you have to buy it before we open it and tell you how much data's on there. So we're like, all right. We took the risk. We bought it, opened it, and then there was absolutely no internet on there. But they would not refund us, even though they said that there was definitely at least something. But there was absolutely nothing, guys. Like, it was not even like a megabyte or something.
Like a SIM card, you know, you buy for, like, $2 or that. They are given to you for free usually.
Yeah, it had no internet, no like calls or messaging either. So yeah, it was supposed to be like a very cheap SIM card, but that we bought for $20 and they wouldn't refund us.
They were trying to call, it was with Vodafone or something, I don't know. And they were trying to call them, but no one was there to answer. You know, it was just wasting so much time. And we literally spent an hour trying to get a refund. And it was just because it was a lot of money as well, $20 for us at that time. I was like, we were thinking, should we buy it or not?
Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot of money. Like, we still wanted to travel and enjoy our life, but we were quite conscious about how much money we were spending. So yeah, it was kind of a bit of a bummer, really.
Good start of the holiday.
Yeah.
And yeah, since that day, we always, if we can, buy like SIM cards from official stores. Even if you have to pay more or go a bit out of our way, like when we go to the US or Singapore.
So in the airport.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we get them to activate it for us just to make sure, you know, there's no ambiguity. It's like there is data. It's working.
Yeah.
So that's
exactly.
A good lesson.
Yeah, so good lesson for you guys. And I think another app that I really love is called Klook. So if you are traveling throughout Asia, Southeast Asia, also just like, I guess, East Asia as well.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much the whole of Asia.
Oh,
I love it. Amazing app. You can also purchase SIM cards through Klook. And Pablo and I have done that quite often. You buy a SIM card through Klook and they have somebody in the airport that you can go to, like a counter. And usually it's quite affordable and they set it up for you, make sure that there's data on there.
You can buy it beforehand and then they tell you where it is in the airport. You have like literally a QR code and then they scan the QR code, they say check and then they give you the SIM card. And even for activities, like when we went to Hong Kong.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
The whole queue.
Yeah. Oh, I honestly felt like a VIP. So Pablo and I, we went to Hong Kong and we used this Klook app. And we purchased tickets to Disneyland in Hong Kong. And the tickets were 20% cheaper on Klook than on the official website. So obviously we bought them there. But not only that, but we also got this like special like queue. So we were able to skip the lines from all the people that purchased the official tickets. And we also paid 20% less. So it was pretty crazy because we went on a really busy day. There were lots of people and we were just kind of like... VIPs walking down our line. So, yeah, great app.
And time is money.
Yeah, highly, highly recommend it. And what are some other ways people can save money without sucking the joy from life?
Electricity plan is a good one.
Yeah, electricity. And there's a website they can go to as well, right?
There is a government website, which we'll put in the description, that you can go and literally upload your bill, electricity bill, and they will tell you what... Like how much you pay, is it normal, lower or higher than usual? And other option. And it's not like any commission or anything. It's the government. So literally.
Yeah, exactly. And there's another one. So phone plans. Like how can people find good phone plans as well?
I think there was this convenience store in New Zealand you told me about.
No, not that place.
Not that one.
Oh, I love people from New Zealand. It was everyone else was so nice as well. It just it was a funny start to the trip. But yeah, phone plans. There are so many good ones out there. I would say just keep an eye on like the Pulse because Pablo and I, we switched our phone plan. Actually, it is a few years ago now to Circles Life and we've never had a problem with them. And they're honestly so good and we pay about $15 less per month just from switching our phone plan. And we get the same amount of internet and data and everything. So it's worth checking out. I'm sure there are other ones now that are offering good phone plans as well, maybe even cheaper than
Circles. That's the thing is that before them, everyone was kind of like agreed to, okay, we'll never go lower than that. And something I saw actually in France is that there was this competitor, that, like there was three main companies that were phone providers in France. And one day, like, and they all agreed to kind of like, okay, we're going to make them pay €40 for the normal phone plan. You know, and then there was this competitor that came and was €15 for unlimited everything. It just broke the market. And all these big companies, they were, oh, what do we do now? Our agreement doesn't work anymore because there's these new competitors and most people switched. Oh, this big company had to bring drastically their price down.
Interesting. Yeah, I had a friend. She was telling me that she used to share an office space with like a like back in the days, do you remember when phone plans were so expensive and you had to pay like 25 cents per SMS?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And I remember there was this one time, one of my friends, he went like $800 over his phone bill just by having a few like long conversations or texting a bit too much. It was insane back in those days. But the people that were working at these companies would make like so much money, like really young people in their 20s. You can imagine, right? Like people working for phone companies. But if you work in sales, those commissions would be insane. So she would tell me like she met people in their 20s making like really high six-figure incomes because during that time it was just so expensive. The phone plans were so expensive and yeah, these companies were making a lot of money. So those are some of our tips on how to save money without sucking the fun from your life. Thank you so much for listening and we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.